News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Brian Lee, the Chief Executive of the Health Insurance Authority, is with us, and their report has looked at 2025, and what it has found is that there has been a reduced level of cover across many health insurance plans, despite average premiums increasing by almost 11%. Brian, obvious question, why?
Well, thank you very much for having me here today. So just the first thing to say that the market is quite healthy, that we've over 2.5 million people in the market and it continues to grow. There are a number of challenges in the market. We're seeing price increases year on year and a reduction in benefits. The how is, I'm sure, is to do with the increased demand and costs within the sector, is that providers are looking to maintain a certain level of profit and also offer ongoing value to consumers in terms of prices that are affordable. However, my message is that consumers need to really review their plans and their plans at renewal time.
They don't, sure, though, do they?
No, they don't. That the research shows that people don't really spend enough time reviewing their plans at renewal time. And they might be surprised to see when it comes to making a claim that they have significantly reduced benefits. So say, for example, they could have reduced orthopedic cover. So if they needed a hip replacement, all of a sudden they might have to pay a significant chunk of that particular surgery. That could be a big surprise to people. So it's really important that people do review their renewal notice to see if they've got a price increase, but particularly if they see benefit changes.
I suppose the difficulty with that, Brian, is it is all well and good and laudable to say, but when you sit down to do it and try to wade through the complexity even of your existing cover, before you then try to get into the exercise of comparing apples, oranges, plums, pears of every different type from multiple everybody begins to despair through the process, don't they?
It is complex, but the HIA is here to help for that. We did launch a new comparison tool last year, which does help with consumers, and we're getting really good feedback from consumers on that. That's on our website, hia.ie, where you can compare all insurance plans, but also look at your health needs and see what type of cover you'd like to have. So it does help people on that journey. People can call us by phone, they can email us, and of course they can talk to the provider as well, who have to provide clear information to them on the benefits they get or offer alternatives if they ask for it. So there is help out there, but no doubt there is a bit of, people do need to put a bit of time and effort into looking at that, because it's an important decision and it's a big cost for families. Like the average cost of a plan across the country is 1,900. So that's a big expense for 2.55 million people across the country.
Now, when they talk to their provider, how open can the questions be? Can you ring your provider and simply say, look, for the level of cover I'm on, have you a better deal?
Yes, they can have that conversation with the provider. They can have that conversation with us and the HIA. And they have to provide a response. Like, it's a highly regulated environment. So providers have to provide that information to them, and they do.
Now, give me a sense of how interventive you are on the regulatory side. So when you see a diminution in the level of cover, as you are reporting in your 2025 report, to what extent do you start ringing health insurance companies and say that is an unacceptable thing that you are doing?
Well, in terms of changes to plans, they have to give us a certain amount of notice in terms of that. But our main role is to inform consumers when it comes to that. We have a role in advising them in terms of what their rights are and advising what the changes are, and particularly getting that message across in terms of reviewing before you renew. And we provide those tools like the comparison tool and so on. Look, as part of our journey in terms of a regulator, we want to look at what additional powers we might need to help manage that, and that there's certain minimum thresholds across certain benefits. And as benefits start to shift in a particular direction, it's certainly something that we need to consider more strongly. But the powers in the consumer, they can obviously look at any plan, they can switch to any plan in the market across any provider. And what people often get worried about is that do they lose their rights or so on? There's huge regulatory protections of consumers in terms of switching. And if you say, for example, in terms of waiting times, you retain them if you switch provider. So people get concerned that they lose out on all sorts of benefits. In our research, some people stay in the same plan, have been on the same plan for 20 years. Like, you're certainly not going to be on the right level of cover if you're on that type of plan.
Texts say, why are there so many plans? They're never clear and they're very difficult to compare between providers.
This is an area of concern for us in the HIA in terms of the number of plans. However, This time last year, there was 344 on the market. We're now down to 317. We are calling on insurers to reduce the
number. I mean, it may be in the right
direction,
but 317 different plans to compare.
It does make it challenging. And again, that's why we developed this new comparison tool to make it a bit easier for consumers to navigate the market, that they can narrow it down to maybe two or three that would be best for their needs. But again, we do keep calling on insurers to reduce the number of plans on the market.
You cited earlier on orthopaedic care as a hypothetical example. Are you seeing particular trends in the reduction of cover? Is it orthopaedics? Is it particular types of illness?
Well, the one they're focusing on is orthopaedic in particular. And over the past 4 years, there's been about a 10% reduction in the level of cover. So at the moment, it's at 71%, and it used to be at 81% about 4 years ago. So that is reducing. So that could mean that someone has to pay out of pocket a few thousand euros in terms of if they have to go in. Some people have 100% cover, which is the majority, but that does seem to be reducing. And what I hate...
Why? Because the cost of orthopaedic surgery is going up?
It's going up. Like, it is to manage costs within the sector. But what I'd hate to happen is that a person who has a plan was surprised by that at the time that they needed that operation. And it's really important that they review their plans.
Now, you talked about that comparison tool that you have available. Where can people find that?
That's on our website, hia.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. That is Brian Lee, who is CEO of the Health Insurance Authority. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.